it changes the landscape considerably when the incumbent decides not to run for re-election.
Top Senate Democrat Maida Coleman of St. Louis addressing the question of what, if any, effect Governor Blunt's decision early in the session not to run for a second term had on it. She agrees with Senate Leader Michael Gibbons of Kirkwood that Blunt's decision took some of the partisanship out of the session. House Speaker Pro Tem Brian Pratt of Blue Springs says despite the decision, the legislature approved immigration reform, property tax reform, economic development, and mortgage fraud.
And if you look at those top priority issues, they did not change even though Governor Blunt decided not to run for re-election, because those issues were issues that were priorities of the governor, the House, and the Senate. And if you look at what we've accomplished this session, you'll see that the fact that Governor Blunt chose not to run did not have an impact on our priorities this session.
Yet, House Democratic Leader Paul Lavota of Independence asserts Blunt's decision to drop out set the session adrift.
We need a governor who's going to care about not only his term or her term, but the next term, and it's a shame that that all happened. You know, it's one thing of saying, oh, I'm not going to run again, but not providing the leadership that was needed it made it the do-nothing legislature.
Brad Martin, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.